Buddhism for Beginners: How the practice of Buddhism, mindfulness, and meditation can increase your happiness and help you deal with stress and anxiety. Written by Harini Anand. Narrated by Chris Lynch. Introduction. Learning about Buddhism at this day and age will help you understand that there is more to life than what you see. You only have to go past the material things and luxuries to realize that you are more than your physical qualities. You are not your ego, nor your mind. The founder of Buddhism, Siddhartha Gautama Buddha, is the epitome of what this belief stands for. He grew up surrounded by luxuries, but he opted to turn his back on all the riches to contemplate and gain enlightenment. This book outlines Buddha's teachings that will have a great impact on your life. It will help you gain a deeper understanding of life. To help you towards your journey to enlightenment and self-realization, this book has detailed information about the different kinds of meditation practices you can learn to perform. This book tells the story of Siddhartha and how he became the Buddha. You will learn a lot from his teachings and concepts he was able to spread to his disciples. It also has a useful guide about Zen meditation, yoga, sound healing, and other forms of meditation you can do as a beginner in the practice. Enjoy. Chapter 1: The Foundations of Buddhism. It is believed that Buddhism started more than 2,500 years ago in India. It was founded by Siddhartha Gautama, born to a clan of a tribal chief in Nepal. A soothsayer predicted when Siddhartha was born that he will be a renouncer. His father tried to prevent this by showering him with all the luxuries he can afford. Siddhartha lived a sheltered life, but he came to a point that he started to question life. His curiosity of what lies beyond the palace walls prompted him to ask his father to let him go out and see the world. The young Siddhartha set out on a series of chariot rides to go around. It was then that his eyes were opened to the real state of life. Far from the pleasures, fortunes, and riches he had grown accustomed to. During his travels, the young man was faced with extreme forms of human suffering, like illness, old age, and death. He also met an ascetic renouncer. The realizations opened the young Siddhartha's mind of life's simple truths he was deprived of knowing while growing up. People grow old, get sick, and die. At that point, he realized that all life's pleasures were fleeting and only hide human misery. He decided to leave his wife and son and devote his time to expanding his knowledge about his newfound truths. He first tried following the monk's sample. He denied himself of the pleasures in life and started leading life of utmost asceticism. He also tried severe abandonment in the forest to the point of almost starving himself. It was not easy, as it almost took his life. Until one day, he heard someone uttered something about the strings of a musical instrument, that you can't make beautiful music if the strings were too loose, and if they were too tight, they will just snap. After understanding that starvation only added to his suffering, he began eating and spent a lot of time sitting underneath a tree while meditating. Reaching Nirvana. Several known versions exist today as to how the young Siddhartha reached his goal. There were accounts that said it happened the morning after, while there are others stating that Siddhartha found Nirvana, enlightenment, 6 months after. He knew he had found the answers to why humans suffer and how to eliminate suffering. Becoming the Buddha. Once Siddhartha achieved enlightenment, he became known as the Buddha, also called the Awakened One or the Enlightened One. The Buddha began his mission of ending all human suffering by teaching his truths. Not long after, he became popular and gained many followers. His most important teachings were the Eightfold Path and the Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths. 1. Life is dukkha, suffering. 2. Human suffering is brought about by craving for pleasures and things to be. Unfortunately, they are not. It is a person's refusal to see life as it is that causes suffering. 3. There's an end to life's suffering. 4. The means to end life's suffering, middle way, and Eightfold Path. The Middle Way. The Middle Way,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?